Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is coming to you from Pret-a-Manger.
It's just Pret life, mate.
Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Toku podcast. I'm Holly Nielsen.
I'm Kay Gray.
And today, because we're really weird and little bits of hobo, we're in a Pret-a-Manger recording this.
Is that what you consider really weird?
Well, it's
like,
quite...
I've seen people take their own skin off, Holly.
Well, that's right. Because we're sat in a Pret-a-Manger and we're in a little booth, so it feels quite professional until you look out and there's just people having coffee and...
A man taking his skin off.
Yeah, and we're just sat here like, hey, everybody.
What's up,
we're recording everything.
Some jeans and popcorn.
But yeah, but basically, we met up at Oxford Circus and we went to get some food and we went to Meat Liquor because it's really, really fucking good.
Basically, the premise is meat and liquor.
Nice.
Meat liquor.
We got both.
It's beautiful.
It was glorious. And so, yeah, and then we were like, oh, it's getting really late. And then, obviously, we live at opposite ends of London, and I couldn't be asked to go all the way to Kate's to then get a really long train back. So I was like, fuck it, let's just do it in a Pret somewhere.
And that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's nice how plans come together.
Yeah, exactly. So here we are. So apologies if you get a little bit of background noise or
it's
music.
It's nice. It's ambiance.
It really is ambiance. This is, like, one of the nicest settings we've had. Which
well,
is
it's either
strange.
My room or your room.
Exactly, they're both horrific.
My room's nice.
No, your room is very nice.
It's got lots of cuddly things.
It's got candles, which are nice.
Sometimes I light them.
Yes, and then it smells glorious. But we're actually under, you know those little square glass things? We're actually sat underneath them. So if you ever wonder, what's underneath those little glass things? What's underneath? Mm. It's us recording a podcast.
You know sometimes you see light coming out of them under your feet and you're like, is it some kind of secret lab? I mean, it's usually probably a storeroom, but it's probably a secret lab. And we're in the secret lab.
Yeah, recording a podcast because that's what secret labs do.
Yes.
So yes.
Sound lab.
So what have you been up to this week, Kate?
I just came back from playing Rock Band.
Ooh, how
rock
was it?
Rock Band. Didn't get to play it. That was a lie. I'm sorry.
you didn't hold on to your lie very quickly, though. You gave up.
We were meant to play it, and then they were like, oh, well, they don't have the right kit, and we don't have the right people, and oh, let's just play it a different time. So I was like, fine. And the thing is, I got all rocked up. I mean, look at me. I was wearing lipstick.
You look exactly like Axl Rose.
Oh. Thank you.
That's okay. I know that's what you're going for.
I look like an aging woman.
Well, yeah.
That's what he looks like, an aging woman.
Yeah,
sad
why not?
Rocker lady.
But yeah, so how was the interview then, if you didn't actually get to play the game?
It was alright, but I'd come all the way to Oxford Circus for a 15-minute interview, and I hadn't done any research because no one had told me we were doing an interview, so I was just like, so, Rock Band!
So, tell me everything!
Have you added more rock?
Is there more band and more rock? Yeah. Or just one or the other?
I just asked the guy what kind of music he liked, and I was like, yeah, great, me too!
What's your favourite band? Like a really bad first date.
Yeah. I was like, what if there's people in your office that really like rap? I mean, what do they do?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, there are contemporary types of music. And I was like, this is a terrible answer. And it wasn't. I wanted him to say like, ugh, rap is gross. But
rock for the win. And then he like does a little like rock hand gesture and gets really into it. I'm really scared that one of the people who works here is going to come down and be like, you can't record a podcast in here.
No, we've copyrighted all the noises of coffee. So you can't have that.
No, this is our cubby hole now.
You'll listen to our secret recipe.
So, like, you know how people, like, sometimes take pictures of people basically being douches in coffee shops or underground? Like, some guy had, like, a full-on, like, mixed desk on the London Underground. I saw a picture someone took of that, which is ridiculous. And then people who like have like whole massive sets, like setups and coffee houses and stuff. That's us right now. Someone will take a picture of this and be like, these girls are recording a podcast in Pret a Manger.
3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 seats.
We're taking up 11 seats. We've pretty much taken up a whole little hole in the wall. Yeah. It's quite cute, really.
It's like when you're in a packed restaurant and you see two people sitting at an 8-person table. And you're like, oh, you people.
Yeah. Did you notice when we were at Meat Liquor, we got sat next to... We were on this table, which I thought was just going to be for us. And I was like, oh, nice. And then they sat two people right next to us on the same table. And I was like, oh, no. Yeah. Now we're really awkwardly close to people.
And then we sat there making fun of names. And the whole time I was like...
I was exactly the same.
What if these people have the names that we're saying
we hate? That's exactly what I was thinking. I was waiting for them to go, actually, my name is Falula. And I'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. It's a beautiful name.
The reason we were making fun of names is, I can't remember how it started. Did I start it with potato?
Yes, you were saying that we're talking about middle names and how kind of, if you ever have children, you can kind of give your child an interesting middle name without it kind of impacting too much on their daily life.
Just being like a fun story.
Yeah.
A fun fact.
And Kate told me that she wants to call her child, one of their middle names, Potato.
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 Imagine
what
that.
What's the thing you came up with? It was like Lumpy Potato Space Princess.
Grey.
Grey.
Is that her last name? A really normal last name.
Oh, Grey's a massive letdown from
that. I know.
Oh, God.
I'll get married to someone cool.
So you might have heard a massive explosion there. Because we are... technically sat under a pavement, people keep on rolling things.
I can see feet. There's feet.
It's quite strange. So sorry for all the background noise.
It's like being in a dungeon.
You're gonna have to deal with it because we live on opposite sides of London.
Suck it, people.
And until we set up a Patreon and you pay for us to live in a massive flat in Marylebone, then
now you've said that they're not gonna subscribe to the Patreon.
No, because I'll say,
please give us money to live in a big flat.
Yeah, and then when we live together, we can do like 2 podcasts a week.
Don't make promises. I'm not doing that. I have a life, Holly.
Don't lie.
I don't.
I'm your life.
Oh, that's upsetting.
That's sad. We're like an old couple already. We've turned into bit soccer in like one fell swoop.
They're both married now.
I know.
We're not married.
We're not married.
Look what
we've
done.
They've done more of their lives than
we've been on this planet for 20 years. And we're not married.
20 years.
My grandma keeps pointing out that when she was 21, she was married.
Yeah.
And she got a sewing machine for her birthday. And I'm like, I've never had a sewing machine.
He's like, I have done none of those things. I'm trying to think what I've been doing.
Getting married.
I started... Oh, yeah, that was that. But didn't last very long.
No.
I've been playing... I had a massive craving to play... I've had it for a while, to play a Fallout game. Because it's, like, one of my favourite series, and I love it. And after seeing Mad Max, that just like cemented it in me. I was like, I need to play something post-apocalyptic. I've started playing Fallout New Vegas again, and I'm completely hooked again.
I love that game.
Oh, it's such a good game.
I love the way it lets you kill story people.
Yeah.
These people are like, oh, hello there, sir. I have a quest for... And then they die, and you're like, oh, sorry.
Like, I was playing it, this guy came up to me like, oh, did you see that crazy woman? She just tried to take caps from me. And I was like, oh, well, that's good news for me, I guess. And then I shot him and took his caps. And I was
my God.
This game is awesome.
I went into that place where I think it's Caesar's Legion.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're called. Yeah. This guy comes running up to me and he's like, I just won the lottery. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Shot him in the face.
The lottery. Yeah, I was tempted to shoot him.
I have no idea what his story was. I shot him in the
face. Oh, I can tell you now, he's just a guy that lets you know that there's one person makes that alive.
Well,
oh no, 2 people do, but one guy gets his legs broken.
Too bad, I shot him in the face.
Yeah,
so
he should have.
I took his lottery ticket though.
Yeah, I took some people's lottery tickets.
Yeah,
as evidence. I don't know what for.
I also, there's loads of people that have been crucified,
and
I felt really bad for them, so I shot their arms off.
Shot their arms off?
Yeah, because then they fell down. I was like, you're welcome.
That's even slower. I was going to, especially are they attached by their feet in a crucifix?
I shot their head off. I shot a part of their body.
I shot all their heads off because I felt bad for them. And I was like, oh.
Wait, are we doing this in a nice way? I was just being evil.
Oh, I was doing it in a nice way, but okay. Well, we now know what kind of person that you are.
I was doing this for a Let's Play.
Yeah.
It was basically, the concept was be as evil as you can.
And so that, that's pretty easy in a Fallout
stuff.
Game.
Yeah,
were you a cannibal?
Fun. Oh yeah, easily. Yeah. I was like, nom, 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 nom.
Constantly eating.
But
people.
I got censored. Actually,
I
did something that was so disgusting. They were like, we can't put that on YouTube, Kate.
What? Can you tell me what it was?
So you know the first village, the one where you wake up.
Yes, Good Springs.
And there's a nice lady, and she tends the bar.
Yes.
So, Trudy. Well, Trudy doesn't have a head anymore.
Oh.
Or limbs, or clothes.
Oh.
So I just took all her clothes and cut off, well, shot off all her limbs and put her on a motorbike. I was like,
Jesus Christ!
Just like this, this torso, this disembodied torso. What, can you be disembodied if you're a torso? But yeah, it was. I don't know. And I put her on this motorbike. And that was in the video. And I got all this feedback from, you know, my bosses and people who were in charge. And
did they send senior. Yeah, did they kind of send kind of men along with kind of
straight jackets and
some
injections?
Yeah. Yeah. Were they like, okay, Kate, we need to talk now. The
I don't really remember that bit.
I'm going to talk to you.
I think there was some electric shocks, maybe.
Okay, okay.
It was nice.
So standard intervention then.
I enjoyed it, yes. But that bit's not on YouTube.
No.
You just have to trust me that I did that.
Don't worry, yeah. I'm not going to doubt you until... This is where I see people, if you know, if I ever am found headless, armless, with no clothes and propped on a motorbike, you'll know who did it.
You have to get a gun first, Holly.
Oh, sorry.
It's really hard in the UK, so it's probably not going
to
happen.
So when we eventually go on our Taco Will tour and go to America...
I'll be like, oh, Holly, a gun shop.
And I'll be like,
I always wanted to see a gun shop, Holly. Let's go to the gun shop.
And you'll be like, no. Look at this motorbike, Holly. Doesn't it look sad? All on its own. Nobody on it.
Is that what you were doing in Fallout then? Were you being as sadistic as I was?
No, I'm going to do another character where I'm being sadistic. I always like to do multiple characters and play it different ways because I'm a really sad person.
Yeah.
But, oh man, I just love it so much. It's just so twisted. Mm. Like, I kind of always think this with, I'm writing about Fallout at the moment, so I probably shouldn't speak too much about it because I need something to write about, or if I'll end up writing an article which literally just says, refer to this podcast about my opinions. But yeah, and it's just got this such a brilliant, like, twisted, dark sense of humour. Mm. And, like, the Elder Scrolls games, the kind of early ones, like Morrowind and Oblivion had it as well. Mm. I hadn't played the really early Elder Scrolls games. So yeah, but Oblivion and Morrowind had it, like, in spades. Like, they had that really, not quite as obvious as Fallout, because obviously Fallout is really obvious with its kind of sadistic, you know, with the kind of pit boy guy and the all the perks and stuff, but they still had some like really kind of like really dark humor in Morrowind and Oblivion. But then Skyrim just kind of like lost it,
and it was very serious
and very po-faced, and it was all just kind of like blacksmiths going, oh, you need to get me my sword, and it was like, what happened to the fun and the, you know, Fallout's a sex robot, where's the sex robot in the Skyrim
in my dreams?
I did still play hundreds of hours of Skyrim, but it was just a little bit serious.
Wanted a sex robot?
Yeah.
Wanted the fantasy and the dragons and the sex robot.
Is that so much to ask?
You can't have it all. You can't have your sex robot and eat it.
I think I can. Well, I think that's definitely one of the modes available.
That's my challenge, actually.
Ooh.
I've got this sex robot. Here's your knife and fork. Go.
Nice.
should we question?
Yes.
You've got a question.
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot. As tradition, we always start with a question. Mm-hmm. And by start, I mean 12 minutes in.
Well, this is
a question from Phil Walters, who asks, favourite healing item from a game? I would have to say, I probably should have thought about this when I looked at the question, but my go-to is, I always like the fairies in... But then I feel kind of bad because you trap them.
And eat them.
Yeah. And then
I mean, that's what I assume happens.
I quite like it in Wind Waker because they actually, like, you know how in Wind Waker you
they
can
look
actually
really
see...
Scared.
Yeah, they're like, they look really scared and sad. And they're, like, pushing their hands against the glass. And I kind of like that. Yeah, I like
it's
that as well.
It's making fun of that. I like soup from the Wind Waker. Grandma's soup.
Oh, my God, grandma's soup.
And I wanted to make a video about game food.
Yeah.
And that's the one that loads of people have recreated, and it looks really good. It's like a carrot soup.
Ooh,
and it
nice.
Looks tasty. Mm. And basically, I love the idea of your grandma going, oh, Link! Oh, Link, you look so unwell! Have this soup! And you've gone, oh, grandma. And then you keep it in your pocket for like a year. And then you drink it, and you're like, I'm so healthy!
And it was like, she put in so much that there's enough for two helpings.
That's
so grandma.
Cute.
I just love the idea of so many game healing items. That because they're often like food or something really random, like you're in the middle of this massive battle, it's like, hang on a second, I need to eat this pack of crisps to
that
get
wouldn't make
some
me
health.
Feel better, that would make me feel actively worse. I'd be like,
right?
Oh god, oh blah.
It's like some of the stuff in New Vegas, it's like squirrel on a stick and stuff, and it's like oh,
mutated
one second red scorpion, I need to chew some squirrel. It just makes me laugh just to imagine these kind of great heroes of yore and kind of, you know, stopping like, one second, I need to eat some grapes.
I promise this is probably the last time I'm going to mention The Witch on this podcast. Because
that's
I know. It's super boring because Geralt's really hot. But in The Witcher, it's mostly food items. You can take potions, but there's mostly it's food items that you can loot off people's bodies. And every time you kill a human, so they're normally bandits or deserters or something, and you're supposed to kill them. They have chicken sandwiches or ham sandwiches.
Oh, that's really
and
sad.
And I just love the idea that their mum or their wife has been like, I packed you a lunch.
I know.
Be careful.
Or maybe they're like a single dad and they were making sandwiches for their kids.
They shouldn't have been a bandit.
And then they're like, oh, well, the only way I can support my family is to go and be a bandit. And they're like, but I'll take this ham sandwich.
As a reminder
of my family.
I won't take a lock of your hair or a handkerchief. I'll take an sandwich.
Yeah, I'll take this sandwich. It's getting a bit rotten now because you've been alive for 8 years.
Carve your initials into the bread.
Yeah.
I love you, darling. Take this ham sandwich as a reminder of how much I love you.
Oh, God.
More than ham.
Right, shall we move on to challenges? Because I'm afraid, because Pret closes at 9:30, so this one's going to have to be an hour. It's going to have to, we're going to have to actually stick to our thing of, it's only going to be an hour.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Okay, I'll start. Okay. Don't look at my screen. It's a secret.
Okay. But that's the direction I'm looking in. What do I do?
Okay, wait, I'll pick up my screen. Okay, right.
Holly just snapped her computer in half.
It's a Surface. It can do that.
It's mad.
It's magical.
It's wrong.
Okay, so basically, I was inspired. Sorry, my screen is really bright.
It's also lighting you up like a horror film. It's quite scary.
I might keep it on. I might keep it on just to creep you out. Okay, there we go. So I was inspired by, you know, in the first episode, you asked me to do a X-Files. An X-Files
fan fiction,
that's the word, even though I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I was thinking about fan fictions, and I was like, oh, they're funny, aren't they? And then... that was literally my thought process.
Did you write a fan fiction?
Wait for it. Okay, so then the classic fan fiction is Sonic fan fiction.
Of course.
And if you've ever been on the Wii, like Miiverse, Miiverse is a very strange thing. I didn't realise it had its own life, like its own community, its own like really strange stuff going on there until like a few months ago. And basically one thing they really love to do is they like to have... like roleplay RP, and they each have their roleplay characters. Okay,
interesting.
And then they like act out, and I noticed they always go for high school. For some reason, high school seems to be like the thing that they always want to act out. So I looked up Sonic high school fan fiction.
Oh God, and this is such a weird niche. I'm already uncomfortable.
I believe it's a weird niche, but it's a popular one. Okay, so
wait, is it Sonic's in high school?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Sonic and various Sonic characters in high school.
Let me just get into the mindset of Sonic in high school.
Okay, so he's all radical and blue and shit.
Oh, I'm a hedgehog.
Okay, so I found this one, and I can't tell if it's a piss take.
Okay.
I can't tell if it's a piss take. I'm going to read you a little bit just as a flavour, an example of what, you know, we have here. Okay, so Sonic woke up and looked at the clock. 7, it said, and Sonic screamed. I am late for school. I have to go to school now, said Sonic, jumping out of bed. Sonic put his clothes on really fast and ran out of his room because he is fast. No time for breakfast, said Sonic, as he ran past Sonic's mom. You'll regret this, said Sonic's mom, leering at him from the kitchen stove.
Jesus.
I know. What?
You'll regret this, Sonic.
Wearing aprons and oven mitts on her hands. Sonic did not care. He was late. Sonic ran outside and ran to the bus stop where people were getting on the bus.
Tails. That late then?
Exactly. And also, he's Sonic. He can just fucking run to school.
He wears shoes and nothing else. What's he gonna do?
And he's super fast. Okay, right.
Sonic.
Tails, Knuckles, wait for me, said Sonic as he ran towards the bus. Hey, Knuckles, it's Sonic, said Tails to Knuckles at the bus stop. He is late, said Knuckles to Tails. We're all getting on the bus.
There is Sonic. He is late. Never mind.
Sonic ran so fast to the bus, and he got on the bus after Tails. Just in time, said Sonic, huffing and puffing like he was doing the Cupid Shuffle for the first time.
What?
I feel that's a reference that we won't understand.
No, it's a high school thing.
Yeah. Sonic sat down next to Tails, and Knuckles sat behind him, taking up both seats. And
why?
Then, and then, yeah, it goes on like that, and it is. And I when I first started, I that must be a piss take. It has to be a piss take. But then I've read some other fan fictions, and I'm not sure, because they're not of the highest quality. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Okay, right. So,
what are you going to make me do?
Basically, so I saw that, and I was like, wow, that's very interesting. It all got a bit fruity when Amy appeared.
Fruity, yeah.
And
what about Rouge the Bat? She's
hot. Oh, she's there. Yes. She's Amy's friend.
Of course. There's two women and they're friends.
Yeah, of course they are. Ugh,
women
friends. Always kissing being each friends. Other. Ugh. Getting off in Gross. School. Okay, so basically, at first I was like, okay, I thought it's a bit boring if I just, like, write a fan fiction. And also it's never, like, and I can be a pretty bad writer.
You're a terrible writer.
I'm a terrible writer.
I've told Keith so many times, I've been like, oh my god, stop letting her write.
I don't know what it is. Like, people don't seem to like it when, you know, what's wrong with writing in crayon? Like,
I know.
I do all my stuff in crayon.
It's artistic expression.
Yeah, come on, people.
Jesus.
And for some reason, it's not loading my cool. Sonic thing. So.
Well.
Well, one second, let me connect to the internet. Okay, right.
What have you done?
Wi-Fi on. I don't know, it's just not downloading. Okay,
do you need your keyboard back?
No, I can just use this, because it's magical and I can do whatever I want with
mine's
this
a touch screen too.
Yeah, but yours is like, yours wants to be mine.
No, I touched it.
Yeah, see? So.
Touch screen. You touch the screen.
Uh-huh. Mm. So, not that I care.
Get your challenge
okay,
already.
Basically, okay, right, so sorry, it's trapped on my computer.
This is embarrassing.
Oh, it is, but we're also to be honest, there's many things that are embarrassing about this. Mm-hmm. We're sat in Pret a Manger doing a podcast
yelling
for one.
About Sonic fan fiction.
Fan fiction.
No.
Okay,
I'm in popcorn.
Yes, you are, which is difficult for me because I'm trying to find my thing and fill like the silences. Got it. Okay, I've got it. Okay, right.
Thank God, that was so awkward. Okay, yes.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they never notice if we don't talk about it. Okay. So basically, I thought we'll create a Mary Sue character. Do you know what a Mary Sue character is in fan fiction? Okay. So basically,
I'm Mary Sue, and my hair's beautiful. And I'm beautiful, but no boys fancy me. But oh, they all do.
Yeah, because Mary Sue is basically when a writer of fan fiction puts themselves into a fan fiction. But calls it a different character, and it's the Mary Sue. Okay, so I thought we'd create a Mary Sue character, and I've done a kind of a fill-in Sonic high school... Oh, no, it's not a Sonic thing.
What?
But it is a high school thing. It can be Sonic if you want. You've got to fill it in. It's up to you.
I don't know a lot about Sonic.
So pick one, two, or three. Pick.
This is like blind date again.
Yeah, okay.
Three.
Okay, you're a turtle.
I'm a turtle.
Yeah, okay, pick a name. Just any name. Think of a name.
Floella. Oh, God.
Okay, Floella the turtle.
Yes.
Okay, right. When I go, gap, you have to fill it in with a word or a phrase. Okay. You wake up and look at the clock.
I'm a turtle.
It's 7 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
Fuckity-boo, I'm going to be late. You cry as you grab your...
Flipper.
You grab your flipper.
I'm a turtle.
Yes, you are a turtle.
I'm trying to roleplay. I'm not good at this.
You need to get into this, okay?
Okay, flap.
You run past your mum, who is really dumb and smelly. You're going to be late, she snarls after you.
Holly, can you tell I was... You've just rewritten it, haven't you?
Pretty much.
That's terrible.
I was so inspired by
this. This is like fan fiction.
It pretty much is,
my
yes.
My God.
It's meta fan fiction. Okay.
If you want to call it that, yeah. It's plagiarism is what it is.
You're going to be late, she snarls after you, but you don't care, because she'll never understand your freewheeling spirit and badass hijinks.
Wait, do I have wheels now?
No, you're freewheeling. So, maybe... Okay. Turtles can have wheels, sometimes when they have no legs.
Do I have legs?
Yes.
Okay.
You manage to just get on the bus in time. You go and sit down next to... Gap?
George.
George. You manage to get on the bus in time. You go sit down next to George. Hi, says George.
Hi, George.
You laugh and laugh. Oh, no. Wait.
Have you missed a bit? Because that's a bit of an insane reaction, isn't it? Hi, says George, and then I'm like...
I completely missed... Okay, yeah, I missed a bit. So, hi, says George, and then George also said... What did George say?
Your butt looks fine in those jeans.
Okay. You laugh and laugh, reminded of happier times before high school, and before life got really hard and shitty, because no one ever really gets you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get that.
Mm-hmm.
At school, you head to your first lesson. It is... got?
Scientology.
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 I hate Scientology, you say.
I do.
In Scientology, Mr. Gap.
Cream.
Mr. Cream is talking about Gap. Come on. Come on.
Beetle legs.
Beetle legs. Okay, so in Scientology, Mr. Cream is talking about beetle legs. But you're not listening because you're staring at your crush, Gap.
George.
No! Okay,
can
fine.
It not be George?
Okay, fine, it can be George. Okay. But it doesn't make sense of what I've written next.
Okay. Pamela.
Pamela, okay.
Oh my gosh, am I bi? Am I a bi turtle?
You might just be a lesbian. Who knows?
No, I'm bi.
Okay. Okay, sorry to offend
you. I also
you.
Fancy George. That's
okay,
the problem.
Okay, you fancy George and Pamela. Okay.
I do.
Staring at your crush Pamela. Okay, I'll change he to she. Okay. She's so... Holly. Sorry. She's so... Gap.
Fine.
She's so fine. You fancied her for ages.
I have.
But she's like captain of the Gap.
Ship.
She's captain of the ship team and has only looked in your direction like 4 times.
Oh, shit.
George whispers to you, have you heard? 2 new girls have joined the school. Apparently they're hella rad.
Shit.
Yeah, I looked up youth slang.
Was that top of the list?
To get some authentic youth slang.
Was that written by actual youth? Sorry.
Yes. Real live youth I captured myself.
Oh.
Okay, that's when you see them. Hmm? 2 quite small girls, but okay, I just read this, and I was, okay, I can't remember writing this, but I think I must have been drunk or something.
Okay.
Okay, that's when you see them. 2 quite small girls, but imposing in the way a chimpanzee.
Okay.
What you read, I can't read.
That says a lot about you, doesn't it?
I can't think of what we're up to.
2 quite small girls, but imposing in the way a chimpanzee wearing a helmet would be. Intriguing. And slightly intimidating. What the fuck? It makes no sense. Because monkeys wearing helmets are so imposing.
If you saw a chimpanzee wearing a helmet,
I
you'd
would
be
not be
curious.
Well,
yes.
Okay, intrigued maybe.
Yes.
Would and they be imposing?
Yes, because it's a fucking chimpanzee and it can rip your like.
So I'm looking
off.
At it. I'm going, oh, he's probably really smart, and now I feel really dumb. Oh.
No. As in the kind of like imposing. As in, shit, it's a chimpanzee. They can be wild.
Okay, so these girls might rip my head off.
They could rip your arms off.
Okay. Well, I'm scared. They're quite small though.
One of them was blonde, and the other brunette. They had matching jackets with the word. Toku on the back.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. See where this went?
Yeah.
You suddenly felt Gap. What did you feel?
Aroused.
You suddenly felt aroused, and then the bell rang.
End of part one.
Oh my god.
There
we
go. Is there a part two?
No.
There's not a part two.
No. Because I ran out of time.
Why have you written a part one and then told you? Yeah,
because I might carry it on next week or another week. Well, that's the thing. You have
to. Oh, I see.
You have to tune in, don't you? You got to leave them on. Got to leave people on a cliffhanger, or they'll never return. They'll never know how those girls were like chimpanzees with helmets on.
Yeah. Why do we have matching jackets? I mean, okay, I'm not saying they're definitely us, but I'm pretty sure they were us.
Hey, now, I don't want to say anything and ruin part two for anybody.
I've just realised that you've described us as imposing, intriguing and imposing. Well, how would I describe myself? Kind of like a chimpanzee in a helmet. I mean, if I'm like anything, if I could say what I'm like, it's like that.
I was trying to think of, like, I was getting in the headspace of a Sonic High School fan fiction writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think, because I kind of think it works.
No.
As a simile.
No, it doesn't. No one's ever said that in the history
exactly.
of words.
I'm creating new things.
You know when Homer was like, oh, Odysseus was imposing like a chimpanzee in a helmet.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I go against the normal trends.
Like a rhino in a pair of mittens.
Oh my god, that's my next one.
Oh no. Okay, I'm going to do my challenge.
Okay.
I'm going to wash the listeners' brains clean of that terrible nonsense.
I think I was a little bit insane when I wrote that, but
yeah.
I stand by it.
Yeah,
I stand by everything
I
wrote.
You mad girl. Okay, so it's weird that you mentioned me first, because I was gonna mention.
Okay.
Actually, that
we're so on the same wavelength. We're so in sync.
Yeah, I'm scared. We should get matching jackets. We'll be so imposing.
I know, and intriguing.
I hate you so much. So basically, I can't quite describe where. Have you just spilled tea? Don't you?
Yeah, I just spilled tea on my boob.
You utter tit.
Sorry, literally.
Literally, you're a tit.
Yeah.
So basically, I can't really describe how this came about, because, again, my mum listens to this, and last week she texted me to say she nearly fell off the treadmill.
Oh my God.
With laughter, I think, not with horror.
Oh, I was imagining kind of like, oh my goodness. Like a Victorian lady fainting.
My mum is a Victorian lady. She swoons at everything.
I know, you've always got the smelling salts.
I make the tea too strong, she's swooning left, right and centre. I'm like, mum, stop it. Stop getting your frock in a lather. That's not a thing. But she does. So basically, I've been playing some Splatoon.
Okay.
And
so have I. We should have talked about that.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay,
it's fine.
Okay.
And one of the things people have been getting really excited about is the fact that Splatoon's Miiverse enabled. So there's loads of messages that pop up all over the place. There's graffiti and stuff.
Did you see what I tweeted last night, which was quite disturbing?
What did you tweet?
It was someone who had drawn a picture on Miiverse. You know how it appears in a bubble above the little squid characters, the Inklings? It was someone who had drawn the female Inkling getting squirted by some ink in a and it was kind of coming out of her mouth.
No, that's enough.
Strange way.
How intriguing, yet imposing.
Kind of reminds me of some kind of not a marsupial, that's not the right thing.
Monkey. A monkey in a hat.
They're not monkeys, they're chimps.
Simians.
A helmet. Simian, that's it. Good one. Nice.
Anyway, that's not what my thing is about. Mm-hmm. So, basically, people have been getting all in a tizzy about these Splatoon comments, because they're all like, I really enjoy Splatoon, my sister beat me up.
Yes, they're... Okay, Miiverse comments are the most distressing things ever.
Well, when I was working on Official Nintendo Magazine, it's all we'd get. It's like a Miiverse thing to pretend, at least I think it's pretending. People always try and shock people.
Yeah.
They'll be like, I really like your Nintendo writing, but also I wet the bed. And you'll just be like, oh.
It was at Matthew Castle.
That's what he's like. Yeah, he's terrible. So basically, that's what Miiverse comments are like, and have been like since the dawn of time, because they're
just
horrible.
Is it just a youth thing?
It's a youth thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand them.
We're not, what's the Simpsons thing where it's like, we're not wrong, the kids are the ones who are wrong.
I used to be with it, then they changed what it was! That's Mickey Mouse, apparently. It's actually Grandpa from The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. I was confused, there was too many pop culture references going on.
So basically... Miiverse comments are weird, but do you know what other comments are weird?
Yes.
Not YouTube.
Is it?
Not the internet.
Is it porn?
Porn.
Okay, yeah, I knew it was coming.
Porn. Porn comments are weird.
Each time we do this, it's getting filthier. Yeah.
I was saying this to someone earlier.
I was trying
earlier.
To make it nice with little fanfiction.
Fan fiction. So, I know what you're thinking.
Okay, I read
Smutty writing.
I read a Mario fan fiction once, because when I was doing a bit of research, and I could have read that out, but I didn't want to, because it was literally just porn.
Yeah.
It put the Mario characters in a kind of trailer park, and they
were kind
of like...
You've told me about this one.
Yeah, it had literally no connection to Mario.
How many times have you read it?
Just the once.
Just the times.
Just because it's like saved on my desktop doesn't mean I look at it all the time.
So basically, because we have like that explicit warning, I want to use it.
Yeah, we can.
I feel like it's like a loan. And
we have to
spend it.
Yeah.
That's how loans work.
We've been entrusted with it.
Yes.
And we have to use it
it's
while we
can. It's a
banner
of pride.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. So basically, I've got several rounds for you. By which I mean two. I only did two, apparently.
Oh, you had a go at me?
Okay. Did I?
Yeah, you were like, you've only done part one.
But I did two. Two is more than one.
Yeah, but two...
I can count.
Yeah, but two is an even number. And inherently evil.
Shut up! So the first round is...
Okay.
Is this a Miiverse comment or a porn comment?
Oh, this is amazing.
Now, I just want to point out, Mum, these are from a website that collates comments off of porn and not actual porn. Because my only laptop is a work laptop and I didn't really want to look at porn at work.
That's such bullshit.
Because they'd see and they'd be like...
Just do, you know, private browsing, all that shit.
To be fair, I did look at an article today about a man who had his penis cut off, so...
Ah, of course, the classic word reading.
So is this Miiverse or is this porn, okay? Number one, Bush did 9/11.
I think that's a porn.
That's Miiverse!
Oh, okay, that's Miiverse, okay.
Zero out of one.
Zero, shit.
You're terrible.
0%. Okay.
Okay. I love this, but my parents fight a lot. Miiverse or porn?
That's Miiverse.
That is Miiverse.
Yeah, that's classic Miiverse.
Classic Miiverse.
Yeah.
This satisfies me in grown-up, mature ways.
Oh my god, that's good. Oh, that's a difficult one.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's porn.
That is porn.
Yes. Okay.
Imagine watching a porn And afterwards being like, oh, I feel so satisfied in a grown-up, mature way.
See, that sounds like, tell everyone. That sounds like, to me, someone that uses those words is neither grown-up nor mature.
No, they're 12. Yeah. And they're going, and they're like, I am doing business things.
This is, yes, this is grown-up and mature. That's how I feel.
So that is porn.
Okay, good. Okay.
This one's quite long. Does anyone baby role play? You baby or I'm baby? Please don't hate if you are baby, I'm your dad, in brackets, must talk and act like baby, or I'm the baby and you are my mum or dad.
Okay, that's a difficult one, because I do know they love their RPing, they call it on Mavis.
They do.
As I discuss, wow, we've done really in sync in this one, we've done good.
I'm proud of us.
Okay, okay, I think that it might be... Mavis?
It is.
Yes.
It is Mavis.
Yes. Okay, awesome.
You're doing okay. You're doing okay.
That was really awkward because someone came along to clear up some coffee cups. This is why we should never do this again. I'm sorry. It was a bad idea.
I find it more fun. It's risky.
It is quite risky because just as I was about to say porn, a lady came over to clear our cups. It wasn't porn. So I said Mavis on a kind of... Well, I kind of thought it might be Mavis because of the role playing, but I was kind of like, Mavis to make...
But the thing is, the role playing.
It sounds better than shouting porn.
The role play, like, you're talking about is high school.
Yeah.
This is proper, I want to be a baby.
Yeah. That's very creepy.
So, this one is, really need a dump.
That's Mavis.
That's Mavis.
Yes, that's 100% Mavis.
I'm going to have to be quite quiet with this one.
Okay. Okay, lean in.
Okay. Floppy ass pancake tits with smushed strawberry nipples.
That's porn. Oh, nice.
He was upset about the porn lady's boobs.
Oh.
So we called them floppy ass pancake tits.
Oh, I kind of thought, I don't know why, but I read that and I thought he might be enjoying it because pancakes and strawberries sound nice.
It does sound nice. He's like I'm really hungry and I just watch
pancakes with some nice mushed up strawberries on top. That sounds lovely. What's not to like?
How about I'm fucking feeling it? I mean, I can't imagine what accent they're doing it in, but I don't imagine it's, I'm fucking feeling it.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's kind of a West Country farmer saying that.
Well,
it could be. I think that is porn.
That's Mavis.
What?
They're fucking feeling it.
I thought they weren't allowed to swear on Mavis.
They did.
Well, maybe that's before it got
taken
down.
Maybe it was a drawing. I don't know. But it
was
definitely Mavis.
Okay, cool.
My brother's kind of a big dick at times too, but I would never fuck his wife by fooling her with a lie.
Mavis.
Porn.
Oh, man, you got me with that one. I see what you've done here. Very good.
This actions are bad for your religions and values.
I say that's porn.
That's porn.
Yeah.
It's bad for your religions, guys.
Oh, it's always a nightmare for religions. Okay.
I think I want to be gay. Comment me if you think I should be gay.
Oh, that's Mavis.
And then they've got a reply.
Oh.
Gay people are good. They are just like regular people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's Mavis.
That's Mavis.
Because I've genuinely seen... Because every now and again, a friend of... the girl, the lovely, lovely lady who did our beautiful illustrations of our Toku kind of nice cover thing, a lovely illustrator called Faye Stacey at Pondicherry Baby. You should check out her art. Yeah, do a little plug.
Yes,
but whenever
whenever
she stays at my flat... we always get a little bit drunk or kind of just stay up late and get hysterical and we just go through Mavis and just look at things and just I just get to a point where I just can't stop giggling and I definitely saw one like comment if you think I should be gay.
Can you imagine deciding that from a Mavis comment being like, well,
it's also I just like the bit where it's like, well, they're fine because they're like us, and it's like,
it's quite sweet that person's being like, guy, it's okay to be gay. They're just like regular people.
I know. It's the use of regular
it's so weird.
People.
Just it's like normal.
You can't even tell when you look at them.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Go for it, dude. Bless me, Verse. Okay, this is the last one for this round.
Okay.
And it's quite long again.
Okay.
A woman is like the moon. When it is gone, the night is dark and lonely. But when it's full, the night becomes today for some men. A baby blue iceberg flies over the ocean and brings you good luck for the future. See ya!
What?
Yeah, where's that from?
Okay, I feel like, first of all, that's something someone wrote in Blurge just before they killed someone.
A baby blue iceberg!
And now the iceberg is taking her away. I think that is porn.
That is porn.
Yeah, it's gotta be porn.
Yeah, imagine writing that at the bottom of someone, you know, getting...
Yeah.
Boned.
Yeah. And much like, oh, I really enjoyed watching that person get a bang. And now
get a bang.
Get a bang.
Yeah. Goodness me.
do the sex, but yes.
Yeah. So okay. this next round is pretty gross.
Oh, God.
So I found some more of these comments off of porn.
Okay.
And what I've done is I've taken out a word, or some words, in some cases.
This is like mine.
No.
Oh, God.
It's different.
I'm just amazed that we're so...
like, in sync.
Yeah, no, right? Yeah. We're doing that thing that ladies do, but not with periods, with our mind.
That's the most romantic thing anyone's ever said to me.
And that's why your life is sad.
Yep. Okay, so our first one. You have to guess the blank.
Okay.
Nothing more sexy than when you blank. Is it A, guzzle my man milk? B, swallow the baby soup? C, gargle some splooge? Or D, do a shot of my snake venom?
Gargle my splooge.
No, it's swallow the baby soup.
What?
It is.
Oh! I mean, all of those were bad, but
imagine
ew.
Referring to your own jizz as baby soup. Well, like, you know what's sexy? Babies.
Ooh, look, baby soup.
It's a soup that would make babies if it wasn't literally in your mouth.
If it was in the correct part of your anatomy.
Okay. Number two.
Okay.
Did you see her blank? Is it A, leg hair? B, earlobes?
Oh, God.
C, teeth fillings? Or D, knee fat?
I think it's going to be knee fat.
It was teeth fillings!
What?!
Nothing more sexy.
What?! Okay, right.
This one's kind of gross.
To be fair,
they're all gross.
Yeah.
Hot bod. Hot puss. Hot titties. But I just gotta say... the blank turned me off some. Is it A, bit where she strangled a kitten?
Yeah.
B, limited reach of her social media posts? C,
was this about me?
Yes. C, nudity?
Okay.
Or D, farting?
Farting.
It was farting.
Yes! Oh,
did you think it was limited reach of her social media posts?
Well, no, because, I mean, that would have hit too close to home.
Use a hashtag, woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at... trending topics. Come on.
Damn. Mm-hmm. This guy is getting his dick sucked and he has a blank. Is it A, Xbox One? B,
always on brand.
B, Wii U. C, 3DS. Or D, PS4.
I'm going to say Xbox One.
No, it was a PS4.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, I thought Xbox One people would be more likely to be in a porno.
I'm gonna start doing that marketing campaign where all the pawns have an Xbox One.
So just like in the background.
Oh my God, damn.
Or you know, like in really kind of like cheesy porn that doesn't actually exist. Kind of, oh, here comes the plumber, and the plumber just has an Xbox One for it.
What do you watch? What's wrong with you?
That you mean you don't watch that?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I have to for work.
Have you seen the one where the chimpanzee comes in and it's wearing a helmet?
It's so imposing.
Yeah, but yet
it's sexual.
Intriguing.
Intriguing.
Yes.
In a sexy way.
Yeah.
This one is, blank? Really? These videos just have no semblance of realism.
Oh, God.
Is it A, properly filled out tax forms?
What?
B, Internet Explorer? C, unicorns? Or D, tentacles?
I think it's going to be Internet Explorer.
It was Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
Imagine getting, like,
I know.
Turned off.
Just
being
because...
like, oh, no one uses that.
Oh, where's Google Chrome?
So weird.
Just because I've been using Firefox for 5 years.
Yeah, right. What kind of college offers blank? Is it A, 30-meter-square dorm rooms?
Mm-hmm.
B, fully kitted out sex dungeons?
Okay.
C,
Madame Caramel's college does.
Well.
Yeah.
C, blowjobs as payment? Or D, lessons on boning?
The first one.
It was 30-meter-square dorm rooms.
Yes.
It does. Colleges do offer all the others.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, my university.
Can't pay your tuition fees? Give them a BJ.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Cheeky BJ.
Just a cheeky one.
If it's cheeky, it's okay.
Yeah, you know, because if you put cheeky in front of anything, a cheeky murder.
Let's not go into cheeky, because it makes me want to stab people.
Okay.
Okay. Wouldn't mind spraying the tits with blank, then releasing blank on them. Is it fruit juice and 10,000 gnats? Lemonade and 5,000 angry wasps.
Oh, God.
Hot coffee and sleepy hipsters. Or antibacterial spray and my grip.
What? Okay,
So, wouldn't mind spraying the tits with antibacterial spray, then releasing my grip on them.
My grip?
As in releasing his grip.
Oh, releasing my grip.
Like letting go.
Oh, I thought you went like Really? Oh, okay, I don't know.
No.
Okay. Well, the first two remind me of... I went to go see a Yoko Ono art exhibition once.
What happened to you, Holly?
Who hurt me? No, I went to go see a Yoko Ono art exhibition once.
Yeah.
And it was complete bullshit, apart from one thing, which I kind of liked. But other than that, there was one thing which was just... It was just a video of a woman, and she, like, painted honey. She's naked, and she painted honey on herself.
Okay.
And then loads of flies just came along and, like, was, like, going over her body and getting stuck in the honey.
That's disgusting.
Oh, I know. It was absolutely vile.
Well, that was basically what this was. I don't actually know.
Okay, I need to say. Was it the first one?
Fruit juice and 10,000 gnats.
Yes.
It was, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was a joke. Fuck me.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind spraying those tits with fruit juice, then releasing 10,000 gnats
on them. How specific it is. It must be 10,000.
It then goes on to specify he then wants to blow his load on top of the gnats.
Oh, well, obviously.
Yes.
You know.
In a lovely kind of pancake system.
A kind of trifle, if you will.
Like a trifle. Yeah. Like a splugy trifle. The next one, which is our last one, but it has two parts.
Oh, okay.
The supreme hotness of this fucking scene is nearly negated by the awful blank that one of the guys is wearing. Is it A, pink mankini?
Mm-hmm.
B, leopard print thong?
Mm-hmm.
C, sports casual sandals? Or D, a ball gown?
Sports casual sandals.
Well, sports casual sandals.
Nice.
But, bonus question.
Okay.
He then created a hashtag.
Oh, God.
Campaigning for better shoes.
Wow.
Was it?
This man is very anal.
I know. I know. Was it A, better shoes for porn stars?
Okay.
B, pants off, shoes on? C, sexy foot time? Or D, toes for hoes?
Okay, I'm going to say B.
No, it was just better shoes for porn stars.
Oh, B.
Which is frankly the most boring.
Yeah, that's way... I like B. And we should start this hashtag.
Pants off, shoes on.
Pants off, shoes on.
Pants off, shoes on. It sounds like an Alan Partridge.
Yeah, it does sound like an Alan Partridge thing.
Pants off, shoes on. Welcome to my radio show. So yeah, you did all right.
Yeah.
I wasn't keeping score. You did all right.
Hey, last week I kept score.
You got 7.
Yay!
I think.
Yay.
Shall we do questions?
Okay, yeah, let's do questions.
I
will get some...
We've got like 20 minutes ish until we get thrown
14
out.
14 minutes until we said we're gonna stick to an hour this one because otherwise you'll listen. Actually, it would be a good way to end just us getting thrown out.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Okay. Out of Pret a Manger. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Luke Samhays asks, do you have lemon or lime in a gin and tonic, or
lime
or proper fancy cucumber? Mm.
Ooh, cucumber if it's available.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of gin. So...
It makes me feel a bit sick, but I like it.
Okay, you had gin before. We had lovely cocktails.
I did.
Really nice.
Nom, nom, nom.
I had vodka and you had gin. Those should be our nicknames.
That's terrible.
Okay, fine. I'll be chimpanzee. You can be intriguing. Okay. What's your favourite... Rob Smart asks, what's your favourite childhood game? No one else has heard of. Mine is a 3D fighter called Balls. Balls. It's like Balls with a Z on the Mega Drive. Balls.
That sounds terrible.
Yes, it does.
It's not one that no one's ever heard of, but I loved the Harry Potter game on the Game Boy.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't know anyone who really played it as much as I did, because I played it over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think it kept all your... There was like a collectible card element to it, and it kept all your cards every time you started over.
Yeah.
Tried loads of cards.
I had one which I had on, because me and my brother had a Dreamcast as a mm-hmm. kid. We were one of 10 people in the world to actually buy a Dreamcast. And yeah. I had this one which I played all the time. And I'm just Googling that because I always forget the name. I only recently found out what the name was.
If it turns out to be like Shenmue, then I'm going to be like, Holly, that's...
No, it was
Come
not.
On now.
I was way too young to play Shenmue. I watched my brother play Shenmue. But yeah. I was way too young. But I was obsessed with this game called... Okay, right, what is this? Is this it? Oh no, the pictures aren't... But it was basically... Yes, this is it! Okay, right, basically, it was a racing game that kind of had, like... It was kind of like triathlon-y, because it had three different bits to it. So you all played as penguin-type things. Yeah, because I thought they were penguins, right. But then I read about it, and apparently they're not penguins, but penguin-like aliens...
Because that sounds lazy.
Yeah, and it was called Pen Pen Trill Salon. Pen Trill Salon on the Dreamcast.
That sounds like a prescription drug.
Yeah, it sounds really dodgy.
I'm going to give you some Pen Trill Salon and it should clear up.
But I loved it.
Don't itch it.
The rash will go away eventually.
Mm-hmm. And the warts, they'll go down.
Yeah.
Probably.
You may get some scarring, but we can't do
there
anything about
that.
There
may be some oozing, some seepage, yes. Maybe.
Some gnats left over. We can't do anything about that. That's your
natural.
Fault.
It's part of the process.
Yeah. But yeah, so, and it was basically, it was like, so there were bits where you swam and then bits where you ice skated and bits where you like slid on your tummy.
Like a penguin, but not.
Yes. And okay. I was just obsessed with it because I loved penguins, basically.
But they weren't penguins!
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was a dumb kid. I was 4 when it came out.
Aww.
So.
So young.
I know.
Not like I'm not. But whatever. Let's move on. Next question.
How old are you, Kate? 20.
38.
Oh, I knew it.
Okay, Holly, you've put the questions away.
Oh, sorry.
Holly!
I forgot that we don't have internet, so we're using my phone.
So irresponsible.
I know.
And yet intriguing.
So, yes. Here we go. Okay, Sean Cleaver says, no biscuits or games. What is precisely the wrong food/drink combo for a first date? Curry.
Okay, I just saw Sean at the Rock Band thing, and I told him he wasn't allowed to ask biscuit questions.
Okay, so that's why he seems so aversive.
So he's asked us a food question, which is like going, biscuits are food!
Food! Okay, close enough. But it's precisely the wrong food/drink combo for a first date.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, anything
messy.
Yes, it's a good one. Anything that's messy.
With a shell that you have to break apart.
Yes, anything you have to use your hands.
Anything you're allergic to.
Oh, yeah, that's never good. It's not a good look when your date has to inject you with an EpiPen halfway through.
I don't know, it's romantic.
It's like, please,
intimate contact.
In my butt.
In your butt.
I don't know. It's a fleshy bit, isn't it?
You're a fleshy bit.
Oh. That hurts. Words hurt, Kate.
How can it hurt? You're so fleshy.
No, that's true. Okay. Purple Chair asks, if you were going to commit a Hatton Garden style mega heist, what business would you target? Who would I target? I'd target Microsoft, because then you would be like the final boss.
Me?
Yeah, because you do Xbox stuff.
I'm the final boss.
Yeah,
just Microsoft.
Yeah.
I don't even really work for Microsoft.
No, but I just like the idea, and I come. Well, okay. No, because I think I just beaten Bill Gates, and then
he's not part of Microsoft. No, he left, didn't he? I don't know.
I don't know. He's just the one.
He's
that
got the same birthday as me.
Oh, well, there you go. Even more connection. So you defeat him, and you're like, yes, I win Microsoft. I get the treasure. Mm. And then I go through, and then it's you. And then you're like, what are you doing, Holly? I'm like, Kate, get out of my way. I need the treasure.
And I've been possessed by the spirit of Xbox.
And you like, betray me, and you're like, I'm sorry, Holly. And then, like, all this green goo takes you over, like an Xbox. And then you go like, meh.
That makes me sound imposing.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yet intriguing. What does that remind me of? What immediately comes to mind?
God. Wait, did I? What was the question?
If you were going to commit a Hatton Garden style mega heist, what business would you target?
See, what I was thinking is the Pokemon Center. You know, the store with all the toys that I want. I would heist the shit out of that.
That's good.
Steal all
That's
their
good.
Pikachus.
I like it.
Okay. Or the Disney store.
Or the same Disney. Reason. Yeah, Disney store. I pretty much get it. Okay. Chris Butler asks, what would the he said Toku, but I'm guessing it's Toku. Oh no, Toko. See?
Toko. Oh,
this
no.
This is a better name than we have. Okay. Toku. What would the Toku podcast official cocktail be?
Wine.
Yeah, just wine. I once had a cocktail at a friend's birthday, and it was so nice. And it was just called a Twinkle, and it was literally just champagne and vodka.
Twinkles make me think of vaginas.
Well, there we go.
It sounds like a vagina name.
Exactly, it's a Twinkle.
Check out my Twinkle.
Yeah, it's a Twinkle. Okay, there we go. Okay.
I like ones with tea in.
Okay, we'll add some Earl Grey in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Alan Wilson, this is just a reply, but Alan Williamson, Kate and Holly know about this Toku podcast biscuit scandal special?
What?
Okay, and that was in a reply to, ooh, we're going down the rabbit hole here. Chris Shalane tweeted a thing saying, so bewildering, incorrect, I don't know where to start.
What's that? Just, what happening?
21 British biscuits ranked from worst to best, the definitive
read
list.
Read that shit
okay,
out.
We really don't have time.
Yes, we do. This is important.
Okay, okay, view on web. Okay, we're going to have to be quick about this, though.
Quickly, quickly, quickly.
Okay, it's loading, it's loading. We are below street level, so my signal is not the best. I'm loading now. It's getting there. It's almost halfway.
So much silence filling. You're so good at this.
Hey, well, you're the one that's sitting, eating popcorn.
Popcorn is filling the silence. You can listen to me eat popcorn.
Oh, my God, it's horrible. It's horrific.
Yum.
Okay, what do you think's going to be number one?
Banana bread.
That's not a biscuit. Come on. Come on, you can do this.
Jam.
You can do this.
Tarts.
I think it's going to be McVitie's. No,
it
not
won't
McVitie's.
Be a brand, will it?
I think it's going to be a, what's the really boring one?
Rich tea.
No, other one. Digestive. I think it's going to be a digestive. Mm. Oh, man, it's not loading.
Well, we're just going to have to guess. We've got 9 minutes.
Okay. No, we've got less than that.
9 minutes.
Yeah, but we want to leave before they actually close the doors.
9 minutes.
Okay.
Everyone's still sitting down. They're not going to chuck us out yet.
Oh, I'm just getting scared. Oh my god, number nine was a Florentine.
I love Florentine.
I know,
are you
but
kidding?
I never would have expected. Oh my god.
It's not a biscuit,
number
really.
Number five is a Jaffa cake.
That's also not a biscuit.
What the hell is a Maryland cookie?
What? No!
Three, chocolate finger. Two, chocolate Leibniz.
Really?
Okay, I agree with number one, actually.
What
it's
is
a
it?
Viennese sandwich.
Oh, yeah, but the ones with jam in.
Yeah.
Jam and cream.
Oh, yeah.
The ones of those that have chocolate on instead of all the other stuff.
Chocolate digestive was only 12. I thought it would come higher.
Yeah.
At least it beat the Oreo.
Do we have any more questions?
I think we do. Let me just check.
5 minutes.
Okay, last question. Do you read comics / graphic novels? If so, what's your favourite? If not, favourite 2D fighter, love the show. Oh, thank you.
That was so many questions.
Harry Paimley. Okay, right. I don't read graphic novels. I've only read the two X-Files ones that are called, like, Season something or other. And I like them because they're X-Files. But I don't really read graphic novels because I'll need more time to go into this. But I'm just a little bit special and I can't concentrate on the pictures and the words at the same time.
You're
and so
a dork.
I just read the words and then it takes me like 10 minutes to finish.
What's going on at the same time as the words?
But
oh,
just,
let's
it
have
just,
a look.
It just finishes, it just, so it takes like 10 minutes to finish a graphic novel. I'm like, well, it took 10 minutes. What's the point in that?
I've read some.
Yeah, what was your favourite so far then?
I'm really enjoying The Wicked and the Divine at the moment. That's really good. It's a little bit pretentious. It's a bit like, wink, wink, we're a comic book. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever.
It's like, we do realise that.
But I used to be really into this one particular manga series.
Okay.
Called Fruits Basket. Where the premise is, there's this family that get cursed to be the zodiac animals.
Okay.
And you follow this girl called Teru Honda. Which is a cool name. Mm-hmm. And she makes friends with one of them. And then she makes friends with more of them. And basically, this is such a manga thing. Whenever they come into contact with the opposite sex, they turn into their zodiac animal.
Oh my god.
So she
is
hugs
it like
them
the thing
or
where
whatever.
If isn't there like an anime, I don't know if I might be wrong here, but an anime like trope where if a guy sees an attractive lady he gets a nosebleed or
he
something?
Gets not even just a nosebleed, like a nose explosion, a hemorrhage.
Which is really strange. Which poor anime writer used to get that for and then
I
it became
know.
An actual thing.
My favourite bit about Fruits Basket is the one who's the bunny.
Yeah.
Is called something. I
Great.
Forget.
Okay.
And he starts off as this adorable child.
Yeah.
Like, so cute.
Yeah.
And he's got this big bunny rabbit that he has, and he's... No, wait, I might be confusing that with a different... Essentially, that's a common manga / anime trope, to have this adorable blonde little boy.
Oh.
And then he just gets fit one day.
Oh.
He just gets really
that's
fit.
That's strange.
And everyone's like, whoa, hello.
Wait, how does that happen? How does he get fit one day?
Well, he just suddenly ages overnight, has a huge growth spurt and gets fit.
Because so that's how it works?
Yeah. That's, yes. Do we have more questions?
No, we do not.
Oh.
Well, he also asked, I mean, we might do, but I don't have enough signal to check.
Oh.
And also, we're getting to the end of our allotted time before
can
we
I
get...
finish my popcorn.
Yeah, I need to finish my tea.
But
we should talk
away.
Quickly about Splatoon.
Oh yeah, it's good.
It's so good. I have a lot of fun with it.
I gave it 80% / 4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
I have problems with it.
Yeah, there are problems with it. It feels very strange that they're patching stuff in.
It makes it
a
feel
week
rushed.
After it
yeah.
release, which is very strange, especially for Nintendo.
Yeah.
But there are, like, it's really annoying, because if there are a couple of little things changed, like being able to change your weapon during the load screen, being able to go out of the lobby once you've joined,
I hate that lobby.
Which is really annoying.
More maps, more ink colours, maybe.
Yeah,
nice.
But other than that, like, I love the idea. I've had so much fun with it. I've had really lots of fun playing online with people, and yeah, I really enjoy it. And also, it's only £30. I mean,
which is pretty
only,
good.
Which is it's still quite a lot of money, but most games now seem to be costing £50.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see a game that is just £30.
I just worry that it's not going to last very long. Because the basic concept, unless they patch in a lot more, is kind of just the same map over and over again. And it's like, what, a 5-minute match? Is it even that long?
3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
And, you know, for the first, like, quite a few matches, you're like, yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
And then it'll start to get stale. And then everyone will leave, and there'll be no one to play against.
I've kind of found it so far. I played it most of the weekend. Like, me and my boyfriend just sat and just played it over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think the initial concept is strong enough that I think it will hold, but they do need to patch stuff in.
But what is there to do?
But I just really love it. It's like, I just like, and especially because they're such short matches, it's that thing where it's like, oh, just one more. Oh, just one more. Fine. Yeah. Oh, just one more. And stuff. And
but then you have to go back into that stupid
lobby. The lobby is the enemy. But it is, like, a lot of fun. I've been having a lot of fun with
just
it.
Just more types of matches would be great.
Yeah.
And the thing I was disappointed with is, in the single-player campaign, there's all these interesting mechanics, like sponges and wires that you can kind of blob
across.
And all this really cool stuff. Invisible platforms and stuff. And then you don't have any of it in multiplayer.
Yeah.
None of it. And it would make really interesting matches. But now we're on an hour.
Oh, then we should probably have to go, because this place closes in 4 minutes.
They're standing just outside
and
going, grrrr.
They're beckoning Kate. Kate, they've got pitchforks.
They've got the flamethrower.
No!
That was lovely.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you should follow us on Twitter. I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at HowNotToDraw.
And we're at Toku_podcast on Twitter, and we're Toku Podcast on almost everything else. Instagram,
Tumblr,
Facebook. Yes, you should rate and review us on iTunes, please.
Do. That'll please
be
review us.
Because we're thinking of reading them out soon, because they are very
lovely.
We keep
threatening to do that. We
will
do it.
We will do it. And when we get enough, we will do it. But you lot need to pull your finger out and just do it, okay?
Pull that finger out.
Pull it out.
And onto the keyboard.
Oh, no.
Maybe clean it.
Yeah, clean it first. Get a little anti-back wipe. Ugh. Give it a little wipe around.
Yeah, yes,
and
please.
Then type. So, yeah. Shall we say bye?
Okay.
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.